Brewer said state aid to schools should be reset to where it would have been had the state properly funded the inflation formula voters mandated in 2000. That figure, according to a judge, would mean an immediate $317 million infusion. In an interview with Arizona Public Radio, the governor acknowledged her own role in shorting the schools. Beginning in 2010, she signed a series of state budgets which were balanced by a decision not to fully fund inflation.
During difficult times, we had to do some difficult choices, but the bottom line is I think that we need to fund our education system, and they need to figure out some way in order to do that and uphold the will of the voters.
The they in Brewer's suggestion does not include her, as she leaves office at the end of the year. There is enough in the state's rainy day fund to take care of this year's cost, but neither of her would-be successors has outlined how to finance the more than $320 million in unexpected expenses next year and each year beyond.
And it's going to be difficult, but, you know, as governor, as lawmakers, that's your responsibility to figure out how you're going to do it.
Senate President Andy Biggs said he's not interested in a settlement, at least not at these numbers. He said the figure would have to come closer to $80 million to make him recommend dropping all appeals. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.